Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
We have some devastating breaking news. At the time of this report, 32 people are dead in Central Texas after catastrophic flash floods. The flash floods have continued throughout the day, and right now, the death toll is not final. If you're watching this stream as I'm live, welcome in. If you're watching after the fact, then that means you missed the stream. That's fine. We're going to be doing live streams every single day from now on. Chris and I will be live every single day, covering the news relentlessly. Now, something that I do want to say is people keep going, Mockler, don't politicize a tragedy. Don't turn this into politics, but it's inherently political. Republicans turned it political when they cut jobs at the NWS across the country. Just to back up, if you're watching this live, drop a like on the stream. If you're watching this after the fact, make sure you're subscribed to the Adam Mockler channel so you never miss another live stream. I want to know how everybody's doing today, and let's just start with the basic facts. Then we can go into some of the commentary that people are providing. This reads, at least 32 dead in Central Texas in devastating flash floods. Over two dozen remain missing, officials say. Dozens of people are dead in Central Texas in what officials call a mass casualty event after devastating flash floods. After devastating flash floods slammed Hill Country with water rescues taking place along the Guadalupe River. While officials couldn't confirm an exact number of those who remain unaccounted for, they say more than two dozen were still missing from Camp Mystic, a children's summer camp. At least 32 fatalities have been reported so far, Kerr County Sheriff Larry Letha said at a news conference Saturday afternoon. The dead include 18 adults and 14 children. Five of the adults and three children remain unidentified, Letha said. At least 27 people remain missing, which is absolutely terrifying. I want to walk through some of the political implications of this. I want to talk to you guys about how we got here, because again, people kept saying, don't politicize this, don't turn this into politics, but no. When a crisis examines directly off the back of America's weather safety infrastructure being gutted, then we have to talk about it. Because in recent months, the Trump administration, in partnership with Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency or whatever, they have enacted sweeping cuts. And they began to restructure the National Weather Service and the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, which is NOAA, or N-O-A-A. Now, people have been making warnings. They've been warning the Trump admin for a while. Someone says, I don't think they care. The Trump admin will begin to care when the approval rating sinks, when people begin to realize that his cuts, Elon Musk running around with the chainsaw, wasn't as fun as people once thought it was. GOMS says, respect Trump, Biden is to blame. Is Biden to blame? What about this post right here? People are talking about the lack of warning regarding the Texas flash floods, but how about the people who refuse to heed the warnings about cuts to the warning system? And this shows that Trump is the one to blame, very clearly. On May 16th, cuts to the federal government may impact nation's weather forecasts. See, Trump supporters essentially have to lie in chat because they know this looks terrible. Cuts and disruptions to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration are affecting the nation's weather forecasts. NOAA braces for more cuts, scientists say public safety is at risk. This one says, National Weather Service employees warn cuts could impact severe storms. Extreme weather slams the Midwest and southern U.S. amid staffing cuts. The picture that I'm trying to paint here is the Trump admin very clearly led to these. the Trump admin's cuts led to this. Whoops. One second. I want to know how everybody's doing today. Okay, here's some live updates. Let's continue. Rescuers search for over 20 girls from Texas camp as flooding death toll rises to 32. Authorities are still racing to find victims of yesterday's flash flooding. Flash flooding in Central Texas.
They just got washed away, and then a few seconds later, the phone went dead, and that's all we know.
There was a man from Beaumont who we heard just over the ridge here calling out for Joyce Catherine. Joyce Catherine, it's his daughter. He raced here yesterday and has been searching for her. His daughter was here with several friends staying at a cabin just up the river from here, and he has not heard from her, his 21-year-old daughter, since before the storms came through the area. I'm so sorry to meet you like this.
We pray that all four of them are still alive.
All four are missing.
Yes, yes, they're all missing.
All missing. A U.S. congressman now says his two daughters were evacuated from Camp Mystic, the hard-hit summer camp where more than 20 campers are still missing. Representative August Pfluger announced he and his wife are now reunited with their daughters in a post on X. Surveying the destruction. An 8-year-old at Camp Mystic who went missing. It's just devastating. Noam then defends the government response and says Trump has been working on upgrading this ancient system. What a disgusting, despicable lie from Kristi Noam. We have the exact opposite data here. Here's the clip of Kristi Noam saying the government's been working on upgrading the systems. This reporter says, I'm from Kerrville. I'm from the town that was hit hard. Nobody in the town was getting alerts before a certain time because of the cuts. Isn't that a fundamental failure on behalf of the government?
Well, you know, my background is before I was in the secretary position here under the Trump administration, I was governor of South Dakota and served in Congress for 8 years before I was governor. And so I will tell you that for decades, for years, everybody knows that the weather is extremely difficult to predict, but also that the National Weather Service over the years at times has done well. And at times we have all wanted more time and more warning and more alerts and more notification. That is something, and one of the reasons that when President Trump took office, that he said he wanted to fix and is currently upgrading the technology. And the National Weather Service has indicated that with that and NOAA that we needed...
False. They're not updating anything. As Dan Coe points out, the National Weather Service is under the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Trump proposed cutting 25% of the NOAA budget, including labs that support NWS. Trump lost 600 NWS officials due to layoffs and retirements. Yeah, as Luna points out in chat, this is a direct result of cuts to the NOAA. And here's the thing that Republicans don't understand. I wrote a post about this. Let me just read this. It says, breaking, 27 dead after Trump cuts blindside Texas. The number is now 32 and growing, but we wrote this an hour ago. It says, Texas officials just held an intense press conference confirming that at least 27 people are dead and dozens more are missing due to the ongoing catastrophic flooding in the state. You can't prevent natural disasters. What you can do is create mechanisms and infrastructure that can minimize the deaths and make sure communities are safe. Texas officials immediately cited the rapid and reckless cuts to the NWS and NOAA. Watch this clip, if it will play at all. One second. Let me pull this clip up. There's a clip of Texas officials saying This is directly.
The original forecast that we received on Wednesday from the National Weather Service predicted 3 to 6 inches of rain in the Concho Valley and 4 to 8 inches of rain in the Hill Country. We worked with our own meteorologists to fine-tune that weather statement, and as many of you know, and many of you in broadcast journalism and meteorology, you can go back and look at your own forecast, and the amount of rain that fell in this specific location was never in any of those forecasts.
Yeah, sorry, the audio is only in one ear. That's how they record it. But either way, this is not a figment of the liberal imagination. Texas officials directly cited Donald Trump's cuts to the National Weather Service as the reason over 24 people died and many are missing in the catastrophic flooding. For an administration that is supposedly full of, quote, businessmen, they have shown a repeated inability to understand the return on investment that preventative infrastructure provides. Only someone with an infantile view of the world would look at the roughly $58 billion it takes to fund USAID as saved money after the agency was shuttered, ignoring the hundreds of billions lost to preventable disease outbreaks, economic disruption, and mass displacement. That's not savings, that's lighting the future on fire and calling it efficient. In the same vein, it may temporarily please Republican donors to see the National Weather Service cut to make room for more tax cuts, but at the end of the day, at what cost? How many people will be buried before this admin stops this deliberate assault? That's the question. Here's an incredible video of the Texas flood. You can see it in four parts. In this first video, you see the flood. Look at that. You see the flood beginning to come in. It's rolling in. In the second video, it really begins to raise. It truly begins to raise. In the third video, you see it beginning to clash with the bridge. And then in the fourth video, watch, you see a house literally hit into the bridge that was just being looked at. Like, they were standing on top of the bridge in the first video. Look at this. Now there's a house hitting it. You people are bent? No, I don't know if this is a Trump supporter in chat saying this, but it's tragic. People die directly due to the cuts. Yeah, that is some power with this. I absolutely agree. That is some insane power. To continue, Christy Nome then said Donald Trump feels very bad.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for being here today. And I want to thank Governor Abbott for his leadership. And know that President Trump is absolutely heartbroken by what has happened here in Texas, and the loss of life is absolutely devastating to him and Melania. This morning, I talked with him several times, and he wanted to make sure that all of you know how much he loves Texas, how much he's grieving.
Oh yeah, he's grieving so hard. Listen to this clip of him.
Anything you can say about the young man in Texas?
Oh, it's terrible, the floods. It's shocking. They don't know the answer yet as to how many people, but it looks like some young people have died. Oh, yeah. We'll take care of it.
We'll take care of it, dude. We don't want your hands or paws all over this. Listen again. Only someone with an infantile view of the world would look at the money saved with U.S. aid and say, hey, look, we saved money. No, no, no. You're losing money long term. In the same vein, it may temporarily please Republican donors to see the National Weather Service cut, but at what cost? Like, look at this. Meteorologists have already warned this would happen. This exact thing would happen. Take a look.
Right. When is it going to turn? John, it's not turning. It's coming straight to us. It's going to turn. All right. The turn was never forecast to be on Sunday. The turn isn't even on Monday morning. The turn will come Monday afternoon, Monday evening, into Tuesday.
Remember that?
That was about 6 years ago. That was Hurricane Dorian, as it was absolutely devastating the northwest Bahamas as a Category 5 sat over that region for 2 days. It was headed straight west. Lots of people in Florida were concerned the hurricane was heading here. And as you've grown accustomed to my presentations over my 34 years in South Florida newscasts, confidently, I went on TV and I told you, it's going to turn. You don't need to worry. It is going to turn. And I am here to tell you that I am not sure I can do that this year. Because of the cuts, the gutting, the sledgehammer attack on science in general, and I could talk about that for a long, long time, and how that is affecting the U.S. Leadership in science over many years.
I mean, look at this. Central and South Florida National Weather Service is 19 to 39% understaffed. A 17% reduction in weather balloon launches across the United States. Massive degrades in forecast accuracy.
And how we're losing that leadership, and this is a multi-generational impact on science in this country. All right. But specifically, let's talk about the federal government cuts to the National Weather Service and to NOAA. Did you know that Central and South Florida National Weather Service offices are currently basically 20 to 40% understaffed? From Tampa to Key West, including the Miami office, 20 to 40% understaffed. Now, this type of staffing shortage is having impacts across the nation because there's been a nearly 20% reduction in weather balloon releases, launches, that carry those radio sons. And what we're starting to see is that the quality of the forecasts is becoming degraded. There's also a chance, because of some of these cuts, that NOAA Hurricane Hunter aircraft will not be able to fly this year, and with less reconnaissance missions, we may be flying blind, and we may not exactly know how strong a hurricane is before it reaches the coastline, like happened a couple of years ago in Hurricane Otis in Acapulco, Mexico. So I was asked to talk about this today. I'm glad I was. I just want you to know that what you need to do is call your representatives and make sure that these cuts are stopped. Back to you.
And remember, the NBC6 app is your one.
My bad. I always do this. I always mute myself during the video so I can just let it play in silence and then I come back. Meteorologists have warned this would happen. We've covered it for months. People inside these offices have begged for help, and now the unthinkable has happened. Entire communities in Texas were blindsided. The forecast was wrong. Lives were lost. It's incredibly, incredibly unfortunate. This chain of events is always insane to me. Look at this. He's standing on top of the bridge. You see the flood come in. In clip number two, the flood has already escalated up to the bridge. Clip number three, the flash flood is hitting the bridge. Then by the time clip number four rolls around, there's a house hitting in to the bridge. And here's the nuanced take that you have to understand. Now that we have 4,500 people here, make sure you drop a like to help boost the stream. It's rapidly growing. But here's a nuanced take. Listen. You can't prevent natural disasters. You can't prevent floods or anything, but you can create the infrastructure to make sure that people can safely get out of the area. And we've been doing that for decades. We've been creating this infrastructure, and these sweeping cuts have rolled back all of that progress. Trump is rolling back progress. It is disgusting. To continue here, Christy Noem was just saying a few days ago, quote, alligator Alcatraz will be funded largely by FEMA's Shelter and Services Program. So that means they were rerouting FEMA money, aid that would have been made for disaster programs, towards immigration. They are doing the exact thing that they accused Biden of doing. Like, it's so incredibly frustrating. Here's the problem. What Trump supporters do What Trump supporters do, and sorry, what Trump does himself, what the admin does, is they try to say that immigrants are benefiting from certain programs, and they use that as a pretext to cut the program, but they're deflecting. So they're saying that FEMA funds were going to immigrants rather than natural disasters. That's what they were saying during the hurricanes a few months back. But now, when there's a natural disaster, they're actually sending the funds to immigration, which is insane. And then Kristi Noem has no good answer. Listen to her answer to a local reporter asking her, hey, what happened to the alerts?
Well, you know, my background is before I was in the secretary position here under the Trump administration, I was governor of South Dakota and served in Congress for 8 years before I was governor. And so I will tell you that for decades, for years, everybody knows that the weather is extremely difficult to predict, but also that the National Weather Service over the years at times has done well. And at times we have all wanted more time and more warning and more alerts and more notification. That is something, and one of the reasons that when President Trump took office, that he said he wanted to fix and is currently upgrading the technology in the National Weather Service.
Lies. He is not upgrading any of that. I'm sorry to repeat, but the last time I went over this, we had maybe half the people on the stream. When Kristi Noem says they are upgrading the technology, that's code for we are cutting jobs en masse. They've eliminated 1,000 positions since January. This is not some like delusion that I'm making up. Literally, Texas officials said this exact thing, that for months we've been warning these cuts would lead to this. Now scientists, meteorologists, former NWS directors have come out and said these drastic and sudden cuts made by the Trump admin for zero reason will impair the nation's ability to forecast severe weather, which in turn endangers lives. And sorry, I was trying to make this point a second ago, but I didn't make this clearly enough. Let me make this point a little bit more clearly. What Donald Trump is doing is saying that the reason why Joe Biden and the Democrats are so corrupt, a few reasons, he says. Number one is because we are rerouting FEMA funds to immigration. But now the Trump admin has been caught with their pants down because Kristi Noem is the one who was tweeting out 4 days ago, just 4 days ago on July 1st, that essentially alligator Alcatraz will be funded by FEMA. Look at this. Alligator Alcatraz will be funded by FEMA, which is insane. The funds made to be allocated towards disaster relief is now being allocated towards a sick and twisted and vile operation in Florida that they title Alligator Alcatraz. Sorry, to continue here. Someone says, our worst nightmare, quote, our worst nightmare is that weather forecast offices will be so understaffed that there will be needless loss of life. Wrote five former NWS directors from both Democratic and Republican administrations in an open letter on May 2nd. In Houston, 44% of NWS positions are entirely vacant. That is a terrifying thought. This directly led to deaths.
I cannot do that, but
no, man. Totally understandable. Real.
See this one, but I saw one down here by the road the other day that they had covered up waiting for the corner or somebody to come pick it up, you know.
Well, I'm sorry you've had to see all that. That's
You know, it's just sad. It's just really sad for the community. And I'm sorry. I try not to do that, but
no, man. Totally understandable. Real.
It's
Quite an account. As rescue teams continue their search for survivors, we know dozens of people remain missing at this hour. CNN meteorologist Chris Warren has a look now at what the forecast is moving forward. Those devastating rains, so much in a short period of time, and now more rain in the forecast. What does that look like for the area?
Well, right now, Erica, the rain that's falling in the area where the search is still ongoing near Kerrville, it's generally light rain, a little bit heavier rain over here as the more impressive or the higher amounts of moisture is shifting off a little bit farther to the east. But earlier this morning, new flash flood warnings and still active flash flood warnings and a flash flood emergency outside of Austin. Flash flood warning does still include Austin, but then that changes. That light rain here for the search efforts will be turning into heavy rain at times. A bit of a break overnight tonight, but tomorrow, that's when we're going to see an increased chance for showers and thunderstorms here. At this point, with the high resolution future radar, it keeps the rain generally to the north around 4 o'clock, but this can shift a little bit. So something to be thinking about and wary of, that could shift a little bit farther to the south. That's just kind of how things can work out with these kind of forecasts here. And then much more spotty going into tomorrow night with the overall amount of rain, additional rain that is expected in the yellow and orange, 2 to 4, maybe a few spots.
Let's see what Jeffrey said.
This weekend out of Texas Hill Country, Governor Abbott held a news conference just in the last hour. Authorities are searching for more than 24 people missing from a girls' summer camp after flash floods that left at least 32 people dead. Authorities are being questioned over whether the camp had sufficient warning about the severe weather. The incident comes as the Trump administration is making deep cuts to weather forecasting services and openly discussing shifting more of the burden for disaster recovery from FEMA to state governments. How concerned are you in light of this? And we're all praying for the families, but how concerned are you in light of this with the country's readiness for extreme weather right now headed into the hurricane season?
Such a very shocking and sad tragedy. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, go out to all of the families of those who have been lost, of those who are still missing. And we also want to express our thanks and appreciation for the first responders who are right now in the midst of a search and rescue operation. I think we are going to have to figure out what happened, why did it happen, and how do we prevent this type of tragedy from ever happening again. And so the question of readiness is certainly something that Congress should be able to explore.
Wait, why is he? Do you guys hear this? He's kind of beating around the bush here. Say whose fault it is, Jeffries. Say whose fault it is. It feels like he's kind of beating around the bush a tiny bit.
Have to figure out what happened, why did it happen, and how do we?
What happened? How did it happen? We know what happened. Largely, there was a flash flood, and the warning wasn't sufficient enough, according to investigations. It just feels like he's kind of weak here, weak sauce. Dude, you are one of the top politicians in the Democratic Party. Throw a metaphorical punch.
Prevent this type of tragedy from ever happening.
We had mechanisms to prevent this exact type of tragedy. Here's what I keep saying. Like, when I'm talking to my Trump supporters, they're like, oh, you wanted Trump to stop the flood? And I'm like, no. You can't stop a natural disaster, but what you can do is provide a timely, accurate warning by allowing meteorologists, professionals, and other scientists to have the fundings and the resources and the field offices to make sure they are reporting on these things properly, right? But it's not even about numbers and budgets at this point. It's about real people, the families of the people in Texas or Oklahoma or whatever other states are being affected across the nation who depend on these timely, accurate warnings to make last-minute life-or-death decisions. And when those last-minute life-or-death decisions are being made on faulty data because the budget needed to be cut just a little bit more so money can be rerouted, then I find that incredibly disgusting. And that's not freedom. That's not America. It's like Republicans don't care about the social contract that we're supposed to have. And I began realizing this. I'm sure a lot of you guys have realized this for a while, but during COVID, I began realizing this. Like when Trump supporters during COVID would always say, I don't care about my masks or vaccines or any of these things. It's like, really? You won't wear a mask for the public good You won't follow a social contract to benefit everybody in the smallest way, the same way that Republicans want to cut the funding for, I don't know, disease prevention, flood warnings, all of these things. Very, very quickly, just to read through some chats. Thoughts and prayers for all. Thank you, Birdie, for the interesting talking points. Tax cuts for the poor are expiring in 2028, but tax cuts for the rich have no sunset clause. Yeah, yeah, we've been saying that on a stream. One of the tax cuts are permanent, one are not. Elaine, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Halo, for becoming a member of Mockler's Mafia. Someone said, I've never regretted my vote so much. RIP. That's wild. I'm glad that you've come around. Hakeem Jeffries does seem to have kind of like failed the message here. Come out swinging, dude. Come out swinging a little bit.
We go to the.
Let's see what Fox News is up to right now.
We go to the border wall. I'm old enough to remember when the Republicans and Democrats fought over a wall, and the Republicans said, let us secure the border, and then we'll talk amnesty. I know that amnesty is kind of taking a back seat, but DACA's still there, things like
that. It's just not happening. On Fox News, there's nothing happening right now. It's a normal day.
That is that another place where the Democrats could have and should have made a deal?
Of course, but that again, that's been the Democratic Party platform over the past few years.
Why do they have Riley Gaines? She's like the swimmer.
At this point, could they come to...
She's mad because she lost to a trans person. She built a career off of that.
...the table and say that that is something that they're willing to compromise on. And-
I don't care what Riley Gaines has to say about the big, beautiful bill. I don't care what this dude has to say either on the left. And none of these Fox News hosts, I don't care what they have to say about the big, beautiful bill whatsoever. But to continue here, you guys like the Mockler Media logo? Just so you know, we are launching officially Mockler Media this month. Within the next few weeks, just wait for it. Mockler Media will launch. Right after the stream, I have a video coming out about my journey, my story, how we got here. It's with Chuck Todd. You won't want to miss it. You guys know Chuck Todd?
I do know that...
Here's Kristi Noem at a press conference.
The state of Texas is... amazing in how it responds to disasters. Not every state is like that. Many states do not do what the people of Texas do. And you are an example to the nation of getting through these difficult times, but also know that you're not alone, that you have the entire country's hearts and are with you and are walking.
She seems just kind of like, I don't know, she seems kind of spooked. I mean, it's very stressful, but she is not handling it. Again, she lies through her teeth and then gets fact-checked. When I go on Twitter, I'm just gonna very quickly search the term Texas, and we can go through some of the live updates. Ron Filipkowski says, cool, cool. While he was dancing, there are dozens of people missing, including children, at a major natural disaster in Texas. Very, very true. Nancy, thank you so much. Hope those MAGA-loving Texans are proud of their dear leader. Yeah, I mean, this is one of those things where you have to apply empathy because, like, it seems like dozens of young girls are dead. But it's Trump directly cut NOAA and the NWS. There is no way to get around that. I got an email when I made a video earlier about this tragedy, which it is a tragedy. It's catastrophic, of course. But I got an email saying, why would you politicize this so quickly? And the response is... it's necessarily political. When something like this happens, it's necessarily political. Now, like, you can't stop a natural disaster. If somebody was struck by lightning, that is a natural thing that is, like, insane and it's rare. But floods aren't that rare. There are patterns to floods. There are ways where we can lower the risk. It's risk prevention, and this has happened through decades and decades of research and science, but the Republicans now are incredibly anti-research. And let's call this all what it is, a deliberate assault on the public good orchestrated by Republicans who are obsessed with cuts to science and, like, efficiency. But by efficiency, they mean cutting things at the expense of basic public safety. Honestly, if we tried to pass some law saying that you need seatbelts in 2025, Republicans would freak the fuck out and say that's not efficient. That's not efficient enough. If we tried to pass some law saying you can't drink and drive in 2025, Republicans would say, oh, that's so, like, authoritarian. And then we would do research showing that drinking and driving is bad, and they would cut the research and then allow people to drink and drive. That is basically where we're at this point. Trump went golfing today as flooding hit Texas. 20 children are now missing. California's on fire. Texas is flooding. And we stopped talking about climate change and defunded NOAA. Did you guys see what Marjorie Taylor Greene posted? Let me find this post from the Marge. It was actually an incredibly insane tweet. Listen to this. Marjorie Taylor Greene apparently just found out that that climate change is real, but she's now like looping it around in the most unhinged way possible. Thank you, Mary, for becoming a member. By the way, we're currently live on Substack where we have the newsletter, and we're also live on YouTube about hit 10K. I love all of you for being here. Mockler Media is launching. On the bottom left, you see the Mockler Media. Type in chat either MM or Mockler Media. I just want to manifest this out. If we all type it, we can manifest. Sorry, not to be demanding, but I think that Mockler Media over the next year is going to scale so incredibly quickly. We have Chris, we have Aria. We are going to scale Mockler Media so rapidly. We have merch coming out too. We just got to manifest it and keep pushing. Also, we have a new show coming out. I can't tell you the title of the show, but it's a debate show. Using family members, a debate show between MAGA in the Midwest. We're going to do debates about the Texas flood. Not about the flood itself, but about the cuts to weather service. And it all is under the umbrella of Mockler Media. If you want updates about Mockler Media, just go to adammockler.com. At adammockler.com, you can see the Mockler HQ newsletter. Okay, to continue, sorry. Marjorie Taylor Greene has arrived at the position. Also, make sure you like the stream to help boost it. Marjorie Taylor Greene has arrived at the position that climate change is real, but she has to loop it or wrap it in this weird QAnon stuff. This says, I am introducing a bill that prohibits the injection, release, or dispersion of chemicals or substances into the atmosphere for the express purpose of altering weather, temperature, climate, or sunlight intensity. It will be a felony offense. Okay, so she's trying to create a program, a law, that disincentivizes the climate being changed through human productivity or human action. She doesn't want humans to accelerate the rate at which the climate changes. Okay. She says, I've been researching weather modification and working with the Legislative Council for months writing this bill. What a whack job. The deadly practice of weather modification. Yeah, what she's talking about is just like climate change. Like, yes, humans are accelerating the rate at which the environment, the temperature of the climate changes across the globe. Human activity is rapidly changing how the climate works. Not just the weather. The weather is more short term, obviously, but the climate. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, just the way she's writing it, like it's some huge revelation with some conspiracy is like, or some huge conspiratorial revelation is insane. Okay, to continue. I have been researching weather modification and working with the Legislative Council for months writing this bill. We must end the dangerous and deadly practice of weather modification. This is not normal, she says. I want clean air, clean skies, clean rainwater, clean groundwater, and sunshine just like God created it. Wow, that's unique. I wish that like liberals, I wish that people on the left had some way to advocate for clean air, clean skies. Oh, people on the left just have never, we've never even thought of that, I guess. We've been saying this for years, Marjorie, what the hell? No person, company, entity, or government should ever be allowed to modify our weather. Isn't this just like the Paris Climate Accord? The Paris Climate Accord was saying that all developed countries have to keep their carbon emissions below this rate, which means that humans shouldn't be able to change the way the environment works. Honored to add Tim Burchett to a co-sponsor, she says. Yeah, this is like the Jewish space laser. But what she's saying, at least she's arriving at the climate change position. You guys think if we came up with conspiracies for basically everything, we could psyop Republicans, like do psychological operations and convince them that we're right? So with climate change, it's not climate change. It's weather modification by the deep state that we need to stop, you know? Or the deep state wants you to think. The deep state wants you to think that immigrants are bad because, I don't know, George Soros actually... we just have to, like, there's a quote that's like, if Democrats said and tried to pass a law that you can't eat shit, you can't eat your own poop, Republicans the next day would be eating their own poop en masse to try to own the libs and try to say that we're making the libs very mad. Trump would in a top-down way be doing it and saying that all Republicans have to do it. Republicans would start doing it, and they would say it's totally justified. That's basically what I'm trying to say here. No matter what we do, they'll take the reactionary opposite position on it. Let's just scroll through and see what's happening here. Happy 4th of July, says someone. They're all flipping off the Trump Tower in Chicago. Major flooding right here, but this was from 6 hours ago. Wow. That is insane. This is a Republican congressional candidate from Georgia calling the tragic flooding in Texas fake. She also has Christian and Jesus in her bio. She said fake weather, fake hurricanes, fake flooding, fake, fake, fake. Georgia is not sending their best. Where's the Georgia in chat, y'all? Sarah says, we are just begging to feel the catastrophic effects of the Doge cuts on the National Weather Service. Elon Musk and Donald Trump should be prosecuted for every death in Kerrville, Texas. Ron Filipkowski, we are finally starting to get to the point, or get some posts from Republicans after the deadly storm, and it's the Marjorie post. MAGA is just going full conspiracy mode on this. Let's see the new updates on CNN. Texas officials to hold another conference in Kerrville. Officials in Texas will hold what they expect to be their last news conference of the day at 6 p.m. CT, which is in 5 minutes. We'll watch that live. Authorities will provide updates on the state's response to severe flooding impacting parts of Texas as search and rescue efforts continue. Incredibly, incredibly tragic. And just to go back to the main topic at hand, I guess the question is, how many more people are going to die due to these reckless cuts? I keep making this point, and I don't mean to be repetitive, but when it comes to these cuts, one second, let me take this live so we can watch. When it comes to these cuts, you have to look at it. If you want to be, whoa, what's this ad? If Republicans want to act like big boys and want to act like businessmen and women, you have to look at things in an intelligent, business-like lens. So you look at these things through return on investment. We spend $58 billion a year on USAID for disease prevention, helping out developing nations, making sure we have soft power. Is $58 billion a year a lot of money? Of course. But in that $58 billion, we are saving hundreds of billions of dollars via disease prevention. So what Republicans are doing right now is allowing people to die for short-term cuts to the National Weather Service, short-term cuts to NOAA. They think they are streamlining them, but they are actually just making them incredibly impotent. Yeah, U.S. aid was $58 billion a year, but there was a return. So the question you want to ask is, how many more people must die until we say enough is enough and we can return to getting a return on our money? I would totally be okay with 8 cents from my taxpayer dollars, like 8 cents of my taxes going to the National Weather Service so that I feel safe, so that I know my family back in Indiana is safe when this is happening. And, you know, let's go live and see what CNN's up to.
The security and peace of mind they deserve.
Okay, wait, it's just ads on CNN right now. Okay. They claim to be the party of protecting people or law and order. And then when disaster strikes, Kristi Noem is out there basically blaming the last administration. I want to make sure we're demanding accountability for this exact thing. Someone in chat said no one wants to take accountability because they know this is their fault, so they make up nonsense conspiracy theories as a distraction. That is actually spot on, yeah. The conspiracy theories are a complete distraction, and we'll make sure we're not getting distracted. Like on Fox News, Riley Gaines is currently talking about illegal immigration.
But you've seen several of the victims' bodies.
Well, a couple of them, yeah. I mean, that, you know, where they said traffic. I didn't see this one, but I saw one down here by the road the other day that they had covered up waiting for the coroner or somebody to come pick it up, you know.
Well, I'm sorry you've had to see all that.
You know, it's just sad. It's just really sad for the community. Yeah. And I'm sorry. I try not to do that, but
totally understandable. Real.
Yeah. Texas officials are about to hold one more press conference in just a few minutes. Let me get this up for you guys so we can watch the live press conference. In the last press conference, they pretty explicitly said, you know, that it was because of the cuts. Anybody in Texas in chat right now? I want to hear. I'm curious if you guys are in Texas.
Where they talk about the developing situation in Central Texas. By the way, if you want to watch Fox Weather, they are always on, always free.
Absolutely absurd. Thank you for the 10 gifted memberships. Yeah, we have some people in Texas. In Texas, stay safe to all of our Texas peeps. In just 2 minutes, we have another press conference. In the previous press conference, they pretty explicitly said this is the fault of the Trump administration. Not explicitly, they implicitly said it. Can I show you all this one more time? Sorry, I know I've showed this before, but this is blowing my mind. We have the watch. We have four videos. In video number one, you see the flood rapidly coming in. You see the flood coming in. They're standing on a bridge, though, so they're fine. But in video number two, the flash flooding then reaches up to the bridge. This is insane to me. And then, in the next video, the flash flooding is basically about to take the bridge out. Then we have a house that hits the bridge. Isn't this progression absolutely absurd? The progression of this flooding is insane. Okay, let me pull up this press conference. It seems like they should be coming out in the near future for one more press conference.
Tomorrow, in the next couple of days, information's changing rapidly and quickly.
This isn't it yet, fully.
Got a few notes here. We continue to have hundreds of first responders on the ground, water, in this search and rescue process. We have a lot of people here. We got a lot of help. We're very fortunate.
This is it now.
Here's some new updated numbers for y'all. As of 5:30, we have recovered 43 deceased individuals in Kirk County.
Whoa.
Among these who are deceased, we have 28 adults and 15 children. 12 adults pending identification and 5 children are pending identification at this time. Our missing persons call center is open to those reporting missing loved ones. The phone number is 830-258-1111. Repeating, 830-258-1111. We also are accepting these reports via email at floodrecovery@co.kerr.tx.us.
It's important we boost
this. Repeating, floodrecovery@co.kerr.tx.us. Please provide the last known location and identifying information if possible. We appreciate the assistance we're receiving from all levels of government, from local agencies to state and federal agencies responding.
The death toll increased for the people who didn't hear. The death toll was now, he said mid-40s, or lower 40s.
I tell you, the governor has assured us, along with the federal government, that we will have all the resources we need, and we do have that. We've got all the resources we need. We're in really good shape to keep going for several more days.
It's too late, though. It should have been preventative. We have the preventative measures in place to stop stuff like this. We have spent decades researching and refining with meteorologists, scientists, and professionals to make sure that field offices around the country can send out warnings and can protect people. So the country of law and order is now not able to protect people. They never were. But sorry, did I say country? I mean the party of law and order is what they claim. They have no order. They can't protect Americans. When disaster strikes and the sirens begin to sound, they're gone. They're hiding behind like government efficiency or whatever, but they're actually just killing Americans.
I want to tell y'all something. I appreciate y'all's cooperation. We will try to get you as much updated information as we can starting tomorrow at 10 to 3 o'clock. Once again, as your Kerr County Sheriff, I assure you we're going to do everything along with our partners, and we'll be on this till we find the last body. At this time, I'm going to turn it over to our city manager, Dalton Rice.
So, he said 43 people total, now confirmed dead. 15 of those are children. Let's continue listening.
She's out with, you know, with the teams. He's kind of checking on everybody. Just like everybody else, you know, we all need to take, you know, downtime to include y'all. So make sure, you know, y'all are taking care of yourselves as well. We're in a marathon, and we got to make sure we always think about that and look after each other. So a couple updates. Since 6 a.m. this morning, we've had a combined primary clear, so aerial and ground, of about 100-meter distance on either side of the Guadalupe River from 1 mile north of Camp Mystic up through Hunt and Ingram. So we talked about that briefly this morning. Excuse me. We talked about that briefly this morning. So 100 meters on each side, they are continuing operations on that. We are also working on operations within the city of Kerrville as well. Again, along the riverbanks, as you know, since the waters have recited some.
I mean, this is incredibly heartbreaking. The death toll has already increased. And I'm sure Trump's remarks, do you guys remember in the first week when that plane crashed over the Potomac River? It was the first week of Trump's presidency. It was like immediate disaster. A plane crashed over the Potomac River, and he came out the next morning and blamed it on Pete Buttigieg, Obama, and DEI.
We are working on, again, we talked about downtime. We are working on locations for first responders to make sure that they do have, you know, their adequate downtime and the rest. We're constantly going through kind of shift management cycles to make sure that our first responders and our crews and teams are taken care of. Public works, so water is looking good. We've identified some leaks. We've been able to shut those leaks down or isolate those leaks. We will be likely operating off of well water probably for the next foreseeable about 4 weeks is what we're projecting. So we're not going to be pulling surface water for about 4 weeks. With these type of events, there's a lot of debris, there's a lot of chemicals, a lot of gasoline, a lot of other contaminants that are in there. We are working with TCEQ and other, you know, partners in there to make sure that we get these issues addressed as quickly as
And again, while they're addressing these issues, I just want to point out this article is the one that's been going a little bit viral. Severe weather hits the U.S. hard as key forecast offices reel from Trump cuts. One more time. Key forecast offices are reeling from Trump cuts. This year marks the first time that local NWS offices have stopped round-the-clock operations. Wow. That loops perfectly back to the question that Christy Noem was asked earlier when the guy from Texas, the reporter who lives in Kerrville, Texas, says, why aren't we getting warnings round the clock? Us in this town, we missed the warnings. We didn't have the warnings. So to continue, a brutal stretch of severe weather has taxed communities on the eastern fringes of Tornado Alley this spring and early summer, while harsh staffing cuts and budget restrictions have forced federal meteorologists to attempt to forecast the carnage with less data. More than 60 people have died due to this year's tornadoes. This article was written this morning, so these numbers are not updated to include today's Texas numbers. Keep that in mind, please. About 500 miles east of the traditional heart of Tornado Alley of Kansas, Oklahoma. In addition to the tornadoes, it's also been a burdensome year for flash flooding. Oh, sorry, that was due to I was just reading the tornado number. The flash flooding number is different, but listen to this. Cuts to the Weather Service by Trump and the so-called Department of Government Efficiency have left NWS officials Our local forecast offices critically understaffed with degraded operations. The changing climate is also making simultaneous weather disasters more likely, such as overlapping tornadoes and flash floods, creating emergency preparedness difficulties and compounding the effects of funding cuts. Let me point out, we were warned about this. That's the most disappointing part. We were warned by other meteorologists.
Right. When is it going to turn? John, it's not turning. It's coming straight to us. It's going to turn. All right. The turn was never forecast to be on Sunday. The turn isn't even on Monday morning. The turn will come Monday afternoon, Monday evening, into Tuesday. Remember that? That was about 6 years ago. That was Hurricane Dorian, as it was absolutely devastating the northwest Bahamas as a Category 5 sat over that region for 2 days. It was headed straight west. Lots of people in Florida were concerned the hurricane was heading here. And as you've grown accustomed to my presentations over my 34 years in South Florida newscasts, confidently, I went on TV and I told you, it's going to turn. You don't need to worry. It is going to turn. And I am here to tell you that I am not sure I can do that this year.
Someone said you've already played this video. I think it's important that we repeatedly show what these cuts have done.
This year.
He said he can't predict anything accurately this year.
Because of the cuts, the gutting, the sledgehammer attack on science in general, and I could talk about that for a long, long time.
Just a sledgehammer attack on science across the board, too. We are going to see the effects of this for a while. Just think about the effects of this. Melissa says, you are telling lies to people. What lies am I telling? Even Texas officials themselves said the warnings weren't able to go out. Do you not think Americans deserve to know when a storm is coming? Or do you think that Elon Musk having a little bit extra tax cuts is more important than Americans knowing when storms are coming? So the consequences of this, I mean, Texas officials said inaccurate NWS forecasts are the result. Now, I have a few asks for you all. First of all, I love this community eternally. If you're watching this live stream, I want you to hit the like button below and double check. People keep getting unsubscribed from the Adam Mockler channel. So double check, make sure you're subscribed. But this week on Monday, we are going to start doing live streams with Chris in studio. Then we're going to do debates with Trump supporters where we bring them in and we just destroy them, or we have good faith conversations about everything going on. So I want you guys to all be there. It's all a part of Mockler Media. If you want to know more about Mockler Media, just go to adammockler.com. Adammockler.com has our newsletter, the merch coming up. We'll continue to talk about this relentlessly. I love you all. Someone said, dude, don't do debates. That's pathetic. I think it's pathetic that you think America, it's pathetic to think that we shouldn't debate topics. We live in a country where we're able to talk to people. In Russia, we couldn't have one-on-one conversations. In China, we couldn't have one-on-one conversations. The idea that we shouldn't do debates is why we lose. When you say we shouldn't even talk to the other side, it's not worth it. It's pathetic to even talk to people that disagree with us. That is a losing mindset. How the hell would we ever win back power if we're not willing to do a little Pete Buttigieg and go talk to people? Do you think that Pete Buttigieg, when he goes and he does these debates or he does these podcasts, do you think that's pathetic and that loses us power, or does that help win us power? Sorry, sometimes I see people in chat saying, don't do debates. Debates are really dumb. I mean, you said you're kidding. Austin said I was just kidding. It's not even about you, Austin. Sorry. Sometimes people in chat get really, really mad when I do debates and they say it's not worth your time. It's not worth your time talking to these people. Trust me. It's worth the time. I've shown you guys the clip of me reaching through to Trump supporters. The point is, I can't wait for you guys to see this. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. I love you all. If you want to be there, make sure you're subscribed with post notifications on.
Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps, head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.